This morning, about 4:15, I grabbed my cap and bag and slipped out the door, and I hooked up the tractor to the U-Haul hitch. I went and picked up Vince, and we headed out there to the Sitch. Figured we'd try to get into some smallmouth bass out there in the Clearwater. Talking about over at Dale Hollow Lake. We was praying there wasn't nothing to get snagged up on, you know what I mean? So we're cruising somewhere near Livingston. I had some herb in my bowl and I lit it again, and I was jabbered at the jaw and crimson in the eye on the way to Dale Hollow. I was floating like a butterfly. Then I got stung by a bee. I had to squeeze the mustard, Uncle Vinny said, wow. Then I saw the lights flash and my heart sank down, and a man rolled up with a real nice lean. I rolled down my window and he smelled my weed. He said, I'm Officer Looper, the Tennessee State Trooper, and I'll take your license and your registration and all your grass. I'm like, man, just like I told y'all, it's only a matter of time, just a numbers game. I said to catch some bass. He said, step on out into my magnifying glass. He made me watch his fingers and touch my nose, and then he made the count me dirty, but then he let me go. He made my day. Well, I reckon it was a little catch and release. So that there's my story, and I want you to know, if you're gonna go fishing, you better take her slow. You better look both ways and keep her in line. Let this be a lesson to you and all your partners in crime. Always watch your 6 and 9. Don't roll through the stop sign. Don't be mixing verses with your rhyme. Don't always need to make the liquor rhyme. If you feel so inclined, keep me in mind. And oh, by the way, only break one law at a time. Thank you, folks. Would it be okay if I picked one on the banjo for you? How about you, Andy? Would that be okay? We didn't sound check this thing earlier, but how hard could it be? Can I get a little bit more of it, Charlie, please? Thank you, sir.